Now, as I was saying, the last time when we left, we were talking then about the 24th chapter of Matthew.
那我们上次就在谈这个马太福音24章，从这个美国的沦落谈到这个末世的一些情况。
This is one of his longest discourses, or is talking with his disciple on any one subject.
那这个呢，是耶稣从这个山上宝训很长的一篇讲道篇呢，到现在是最后一篇，也是很长。It
actually takes up two chapters.
那一共有两章。Okay,
now when we left, we saw that Jesus was taught that he had told his disciples that as they looked at this beautiful temple, he said to them, there's going to be a time when there's not going to be one stone on top of another. It will be destroyed.
那这个话题怎么开始的呢？是耶稣刚他们刚好就看着圣殿的时候，耶稣说到一个地步呢，这个圣殿会被摧毁到连一个石头都不，就是一个石头不会连接在三个石头上面，那整个都毁掉。
I'm sure it shocked them.
那当然听了就很惊讶。And
then they began to ask him questions.
所以呢。 引得学生们开始问问题。They
said, tell us, when shall this thing be?
那他们很好奇说,什么时候这个事情会发生呢?
Little did they realize that many of them would see this because it was only 40 years later.
那甚至呢,有的人是经历到了,因为呢,就40年后就发生了,他讲这句话之后。In
70 AD.
在主后70年。
When the Romans came and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple.
这个是罗马帝国的作为,就是把这个圣殿整个毁了。And
then they said, but what shall be the sign of your coming?
然后马上学生又问了第二个问题,那你来的时候是怎么回事呢?是有什么征兆吗?
You see, he had fondly told them that he was going away to prepare a place. That when he goes, he will come again.
记得吗? 耶稣曾经跟门徒很慎重地说,你不要忧愁,我离开你们,然后要回来带你们。This
disturbed them very badly.
这个对门徒们心里面是很搅动的。Because
they thought he was going to come and defeat the Romans as an army and make Israel, or make Jerusalem and Israel the ruling country.
因为学生们,门徒们都在期待着 这个他们跟的主呢，要来抵御那个时候的强权，就是罗马的这个统治。But
he was telling them, because it was just going to be this next week. He was telling them that he was going to be killed.
没想到耶稣一直提醒他们，一个星期后、一周后呢，他就要被杀。Well,
I think it finally got through to the disciples.
终于这样的一个提醒呢，So
their second question was. What shall be the signs of thy coming?
以至于他们就问说,那你来的时候到底是怎么回事呢?
Already they were anxious for him to come even before he left.
等于说呢,耶稣还没有走,那么就在想说,我们等你来哈。So
he began to talk to them.
所以耶稣就回答这个问题。And
he told them about wars and earthquakes and pestilence and such things as that.
那么记得上次耶稣就我们提到说耶稣谈到说到时候的征兆是什么呢？地震啊，还有这个灾难啊，还有这个战争啊。But
he was telling them in a different framework, a different time work.
那这个呢是一个时间表是不一样的。You
see, there had always been wars and rumors of wars, and there had been earthquakes and there have been pestilence and all of these things he talked about. Some almost from the beginning of time, these things were.
因为在历史上，我们不难知道有一些地震、有一些战争，还有灾难。But
you see, he was telling them that what this period I'm talking to you about is that it's going to be like a woman having a baby.
但是耶稣特别用一个形容来告诉他们。 跟以前发生的不一样，就像一个要生产的妇人的阵痛一样。These
things that you have always known, he was trying to get across to them, though he didn't say it that way. But these things you have always known, it's going to be like a woman, like I said, It's going to come very, it's slow now, but it's going to get faster and faster and faster and harder and harder and more of it.
所以耶稣强调的不是说、哦、有地震有灾难然后有战争不是这样、啊、说这些呢会像一个要生产的妇人越来越紧密而且他的这个、越强烈越来越强烈。
And so even in my lifetime, when we had the, I wasn't here for the First World War, but I was here for the Second World War.
我是亲自经历到第二次世界大战的。
There wasn't anything known before that as a world war.
那大家呢那个时候对这个第世界大战也是很就是等于说也是很新的哈也是新的事情。
And then we see since the World War, they say there's been 150 small wars all across our world.
那从那一次的第二次世界大战之后呢根据统计呢大概有150次的大小战争。
Don't talk about earthquakes.
那地震就不用讲了。
Earthquakes now, you probably don't recognize it, understand it, but I, one, in 2 weeks, there were 75 places that had earthquakes.
光是现在两个礼拜里面就有75个地方发生地震。
And of course,
全世界。
We are in the very first worldwide pandemic.
那我们现在呢正处在这个全球都一样的一个阶段。
You see, before it was in different countries. It may have been a couple countries here, maybe some group over here, Africa had theirs and so forth, but this has been the first world epidemic.
所谓的这个地震灾难战争都是属于全球性的哈，就都全部牵连到的哈。或许以前的话就是在哪一州在哪个地方那现在呢可是全球性的发生。
So I think we can see that what Jesus was saying is getting in our day, it's getting more and closer together and harder.
所以耶稣所提的像、要生产的妇人的那种阵痛的紧密度呢不过不就是现在我们所面临的吗
And he says this is going to be the attitude of the people, whether it means the church,or whether it means people, all to,、just people, I'm not sure, but it says in the 10th verse, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And in the Old Testament,
So you're not sure it's for to the believer or unbeliever.
I'm not really sure.
Okay, 好，那从第十节开始哈，他提到说那个时候呢的一些态度，人跟人之间的关系的态度，有许多人跌倒，彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
In my own understanding, I believe he's talking about the believers, the church, but I'm not sure.
I think so. It's okay. 那妈咪你讲。那妈咪呢我刚才问她说这几句话是针对全世界的人讲还是只有信的人。那她说她也不是很确定。但是我从内涵来看的话她也说她比较倾向说这个是针对信主的人讲的。
Actually, one proof today that probably this is the church. We have gotten to the place now.Where the churches has, they're against each other.
那连我们知道这个时候呢，连那个教派之间，教会跟教会之间都有很多的矛盾。
The churches that have closed the churches and never opened since the pandemic are against those that did open.
光是很简单的就好了哈，有一些开放的教会就对于这个没有开放的教会有意见。那个没有开放教会，对于开放教会呢，非常敌视。
There are some things that some of the churches now are taking in that the world is feeding them, and they're hating the churches because they won't agree, the other churches that won't agree with them.
那只因为彼此没有共识呢，就用世界的方法彼此憎恶。
And we know there's many false prophets come up.
那假先知也起来。
And I'm afraid.That we're living in a time when many of them, their love is getting less and less.
有一个现象就是大家呢，因为不法的事增多，那个爱就慢慢的冷淡了。
But in the Old Testament, they tell us one in one area they said that good will become evil and evil will become good.
旧约有这样的一句圣言说呢，到一个地步呢，
And Jesus brings this in. Always he brings encouragement. But he said, he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved.
但是耶稣总把事实告诉我们，但是总是要鼓励我们。那我们看到盼望哈，到那个第十三节，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
We know that's the church he's talking.
那当然，这个是针对教会，就是信主的人讲的。And
the next one is a very interesting verse.
接下来这一句很特别。And
this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness. Unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。Do
you know today, the gospel is going across this world, into nation after nation after nation.
我们知道福音的传播呢，已经在全球性的各国之间在传播了。我们了解这个事情。
Through the internet.
那通过 很多方法，比如说我们的这个网络，
the iPads, the cell phones, and the radio, it's spreading out across the whole world.
我们这些呢，所谓的智力的这些用品，你的 iPad 也好，你的那个电话也好，都是可以传播的。
Billy Graham alone reached 107 nations with the gospel.
光是那个刚刚过世没多久的那个格里汉牧师，他就在107个国家传福音过。That
left only 90-some nations not to hear.
那等于说呢，在他的时代已经传了107的话， 那就只有90几个国家还没去过。And
since his day, it has just gone across the world through the network.
那你可以把它从他那个时代到我们这个时代的话， 那就可以加倍了，对不对？
You see, Daniel, I think maybe I mentioned it, but I want to mention this again because I think this is one of the conclusive clues that we are fast coming to the end.
那对于但以理的这个预言呢，这个是我们很需要注意的一个预言。And
this is what when Daniel got his prophecy.
那但以理在第十五节哈，the
12th chapter of Daniel.
在但以理的十二章最后一章。
Daniel had heard all that this angel before had told him, one thing after another. And Daniel was so mixed up, he said, I don't understand it. He was almost out of himself. I don't understand it. In fact, I think he even fainted a bit over it.
他在接受神给他的默示，他写下来的时候，那个神的使者来跟他谈到一些默示的时候呢，他自己实在是很混淆的，他非常混淆。然后呢， 他甚至到一个地步呢，都自己都快昏过去了哈。那到了十二章的时候，最后一章，
and an angel came.
天使在他的
and he said, Daniel, don't you worry about this. Close this up.
他讲了一很多，然后写了很多他自己都不明白的。没有想到到十二章，天使说，先把这卷书关起来。
This is for the end time.
这个不是现在要给他们看的，是到末世才给他们看的。And
he said, it's a time when people are going to go to and fro across the world.
那个时候是什么时候呢？是大家彼此的往来很紧密的时候。And
knowledge increase.
而且这个知识大增的时候。Well,
my sisters, we are the only generation where we have seen that we've seen us go from the horse to outer space.
我们这些这个时候的我们，各位姊妹们，我们都有印象说以前是用马来代步的。My
mother and dad saw a little bit of it in their day.
那在我的父母亲那时候就有经历这种用马载东西，用马代步。中国也有。But
we have seen it explode.
We saw that in China when we were there, remember?
And the next thing he said, knowledge will increase.
就是等于说呢，越来越进步，越来越进步，速度也越快，然后呢，这个知识也在增进。
Again, there is no generation.
有哪一个时代跟现在一样的呢？
where so much knowledge is available today. Over the internet. In our schools. We can even get Siri and ask her any question and she'll find it for us.
连你这个手机啊, 你的这个iPad上面那个 Siri, 你一问他就可以告诉你答案。 Even my grandchildren do that.
So you see, when I look at those two things, I think, Lord Jesus, I think you're coming.
所以呢, 你不觉得这是一个证照, 说主啊,
it may not be today. It may not be a month from now.
不一定今天或一个月,
it may even be 10 years from now, but we are in the ballpark.
或许几年, 但是呢, 我们就在这一段时间了。
And then he goes on to explain about the Antichrist.
然后提到这个敌基督, 也就是假基督的这样的一个角色。
He said he's going to set himself up as God of this world.
这个敌基督, 假基督呢, 他是要自己当神的。
Now let me explain a little bit here that I think we need to know.
我们需要了解一下。
I believe that when the Antichrist comes,
当这个敌基督的来的时候,
he's not coming as a mean, furious ruler.
他来的时候呢, 他可不是像我们想的是很凶猛的或者很凶恶的一个面貌,
In Revelations, where it talks about him coming, we see that God, that the angel sent him out and said, go, and he went to conquer and to conquer, the conquest and to conquer.
那他是一个征服者没有错。 因为呢,是被容许,就等于说天上就释放权柄给他,然后他一去的时候呢,他是一个征服者。
Now, on one hand, Jesus is saying the world's going to get worse and worse and worse.
一方面,耶稣说呢,到那个时候呢,到那段时间呢,这个世界一切的现象都会越来越衰微。
So when the Antichrist steps in, the world may be in very bad condition.
所以当这个假基督或敌基督的这个人,这个角色进来的时候, 这个世界可能已经乱成一团了。
And it looks like what he's going to do, he's going to be able to bring peace to the world.
那他是一个什么样的一个面貌出现呢? 就好像是一个带来和平的人。
He will settle some of these wars.
他可能会把这些战争呢,就让他和平了。
He'll get things straightened out.
他会把一些很难理的事情呢,把它理清了。
I believe he'd be well loved.
所以呢,他会被很受欢迎的。
Because we see that when the next horse, the next rider came out, he took peace from the world.
因为到接下来的时候呢,就是他带来和平,然后呢,也是他把这个和平就整个就毁了。So
for him to take peace from the world, it had to be that there was peace in the world.
所以如果说他是毁了世界的这个和谐的话,那么一定是那个时候是世界是很和谐的。
So I think the Antichrist is going to come for the first 3.5 years, a man of peace, a man of power, a man that's going to seem to straighten out a good portion of things.
所以在那段时间呢,以圣经的预言来讲有七年,那前面的一半呢,三年半呢,是让我们觉得,哎呀,世界大同啊,一切都很好了,但是后来就不一样了。
We see next that he's either going to, as the word tells us, he's either going to build, help the Jews build the temple, but the temple will be built then.
那你会发现在这段时间,你就发现那个,这个圣殿再次被建造起来。
So after he builds up this type of kingdom that I believe he's going to build up, as we call the New World Order.
所以这个敌基督或假基督呢,事实上他是在建立他自己的国度。
Suddenly at the end of that 3.5 years, he's going to enter the temple and go into the holy place and set himself up as God.
然后他的真正面目在三年半之后呢,进入圣殿,自称为神,等于说他自己就进入那个圣殿,成为那个神了。For
the 15th verse tells us that, when you therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads this, let him understand. And at that moment, a movement of the Jews will be that they will defy him. They'll be aghast when he claims himself as God.
那到了这个十五节,在讲就是但以理说的,到那个时候呢,这里说呢,那行毁坏可证的,在讲他的敌基督站在圣地, 那个时候呢，犹太人就了悟了。这个时候就是会有抵挡的事情。
And they're going to need to flee from him.
所以就要逃走了。
Because Jesus tells us in the 16th verse.
所以十六节那时候犹太应当逃到山上。
Then let them which be in Judah.Flee into the mountains.
赶快逃走，逃到山上。
Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house.
很紧急哈，如果你已经逃的话，就不要再拿东西了。
Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes.
你已经逃到田里面，就不要再回去拿你的衣服了。
And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in that day.
最难的是那些怀孕的，还有奶孩子的。
And pray that your flight will not be in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day.
然后到二十节，耶稣甚至说你们应当祈求，叫你们逃走的时候不遇见冬天或是安息日。这是一个很严重的一件事情。
You see, on the Sabbath day, there's no transportation.
因为安息日是没有不工作的。犹太人的习惯就是也没有交通工具。
And then he begins talking about.The tribulation.
接下来就是所谓的大灾难。
Three and a half years.
就是那个三年半，另外三年半的大灾难。
The word of God said the world has never seen anything like it, and will never see anything like it again.
在这里提到说，从世界的起头到如今，没有这样的灾难。
And we see that in the 21st verse.
第二十一节以后也没有。
Read it for us.
Well, I'll reread.
Okay. And except those days be shortened.There would be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened.
那二十二节，耶稣一个形容哈，如果那个日子不把它剪下来的话，所有有血气的没有一个得救的。
On Friday, we've been studying about these things.
我们星期五在学习这个事情。
And I'll tell you, when you read it, understand, nothing has ever been like it.
那到那个时候，真的是。前面没有，以后也不会有的。
But then at the end of that 4.5 years,
之后
Jesus lets them know what's going to happen.
然后耶稣让他们知道就是这样。
For as the light cometh out of the east and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
那谈到27到27节了。
And then we're going to see the end.
闪电从东边发出，直照到西边。人子降临也要这样。
And as that tribulation is over and he has come, they shall see the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of heaven shall be shaken.
那时候你会发现呢，那些鹰呢，吃那个尸体的鹰都来吃那些尸首。那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了。月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，
it's gonna be,
天势都要震动。
It's going to be something very spectacular.
那个时候实在是很。
And then shall appear the signs of the Son of Man in heaven. And these shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and glory.
这是提到耶稣的降临。那个时候，三十节，人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族。都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect, those of his children from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other.
那接下去三十一节，天使要吹号，然后呢，所有的选民从四方天，从天这边到那边都召集了来。
Let me stop here a moment.
我稍微停一下这里。
He didn't say he was going to gather them from the earth.
他没有说从地上而已。
He said he was going to gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the heavens.
从四方，就像风一样。
So you see, that means his children are not down here then.
所以等于说要聚集在一起的，有些是在天上来的。
That he has raptured them.
因为已经被主接走的。就是我们教会会被提。
For said, I won't let my children take my children through the. I won't let them take them through the raft.
那因为呢，神他应许说呢，他的儿女不会在他的愤怒下，在他的这个刑罚下面呢受苦。
So I want you to see, this is sort of a bird's eye view of what Jesus was trying to tell them that day.
这个是耶稣试着要解释，让他的门徒了解。
And、
那个时候
he covered from the destruction of Jerusalem until the day when we come in victorious power over this world, Satan and sin.
那他的整个讲的解释的这一章呢，从啊、这个圣殿，就是主后四十年圣殿被毁之后呢，覆盖到我们今天末世前兆的这个这个这些很乱的现象，到真的是末世的时候的那个惨难的妇人的现象，然后甚至到教会已经被提，然后到大灾难的时候他再来的时候，都覆盖所有的现在我对我们是过去了，现在还有未来的事情。
Don't you want to be one of those elect?
难道你不要成为那个选民吗？
I do.
我愿意。
But it costs something.
但是呢，选民是要有代价的。
It means we're serving him and our faith is in him and our trust is in him.
所谓的选民就是被神拣选，然后呢，我们需要信他，我们需要靠他，我们要顺服他。
The last thing I want to tell you is that he talked about deception several times.
那他在他这个对末世呢，耶稣常讲到不要被迷惑，有迷惑人的不要被迷惑。
That means our faith is going to be.Tested.
意思是说呢，我们的信心会接受很多的挑战跟考验。
That means that you and I must grow in our faith.
所以怎么办呢？你我的信心需要再加强。
And how does faith come? The word of God tells us.
怎么样会有信心呢？
It comes by faith, comes by hearing, and hearing is his word.
信道从听道来。
Don't neglect it.
不要忽略这件事情。
Do more of the Bible reading.
你要读圣经。
Do a little studying about it.
你要去追究这个圣经，这个查究这个圣经。
Learn maybe some verses.
然后呢，特别对一些话语要把它记起来。
Prepare yourself for this time.
然后呢，预备你自己。
He's coming.
Uh-huh.
He's shown us, and we have to recognize it may not be long.
那记得从这样的一个描述，这样的答案呢，告诉我们说。已经尽了。
Father, we believe every word that you've said.
天父，我们相信你所说的每一句话。
We know you're coming back.
我们知道主你要再来。
You've given us such a picture of it.
因为你把这样的一个图像、意象都已经告诉我们。
You didn't do this to scare us.
你不是要让我们感到恐惧。
But you did this to prepare us.
而是要让我们预备好。
Help us to be wise.
帮助我们成为一个聪明的人。
Help us to take it serious.
帮助我们能够很认真的来看待这件事情。
And make sure we're ready.
那确定我们自己真是很确定的说，我预备好了。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
God bless you all.
Amen. 在这里我有一点稍微跟大家也提一下哈。刚才有提到那个闪电有没有？东方有闪电哈。那个就是那个在27节闪电从东边发出直到照到西边人子降也这样，这个就是东方闪电这个异端的一个很大的根据的一个经节哈，所以里面就提到说有那个假的先知还有异端会出现哈。